Embraced, a Lenten online devotional.
Day 15. God has a vision for your life. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. A nation without God's guidance is a nation without order. Happy are those who keep God's law.
I remember last year, my wife surprised me. Sabi niya sa akin, love, you're gonna be a father again. So we're having our next child. So ako parang, wow, I'm excited. Pero in my head also, I'm also computing and all of that. Pero you know, you're excited because you're having another baby. You're having another person in this world. And then our previous child, si Javi, ano pa lang yan eh. First week pa lang when we went to the OB, may heartbeat na. Talaga nagpakita na yung si Javi na may, nandito ako sa mundo. And then this newborn, this new child that in my wife's womb, we went to the OB hoping and hearing for a heartbeat. But that first week, no heartbeat. Okay, then the OB told us, okay, it's okay. Go back next week and let's see and pray for a heartbeat. Okay, no problem. Then we went next week and then still no heartbeat. And then third week, no heartbeat. It's okay. The OB told us that it happens. So let's just wait. Okay. Then I remember going to Indonesia for 2 weeks for a series of talks there, series of ministry work there as well. And then when I went back, it's the ninth week of our pregnancy, but still no heartbeat. And then our OB lovingly and gently told us that the baby is not pushing through, that there's no life there inside her womb. And I would remember that time. Me and my wife, we were just looking at each other while the OB was there. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Then after that, we went back home. And I remember crying our hearts out. Crying from the hospital, going home, and the words cannot be expressed or feelings cannot. I don't know. I really don't know what to say to my wife. I mean, I'm the preacher and I should know what to say, but that moment, as if God was not there as well. I tried to ask him why. I'm trying to reason with the Lord. I'm a good person. My wife is a good person. He gave us a baby, but why is it pushing through? After a few days, we had to go to the operation, to the DNC operation for that baby to go out. And then I was holding that blood for the first time. And I blessed the baby. Oh boy, it's a struggle. It's a struggle for many weeks and many months of wrestling with the Lord. But I know sometimes the Lord has his way of telling us, or telling me and my wife, we're gonna be okay. That we're gonna be just fine, even with the situation that we had. But we kept praying, kept going to Mass, kept serving at the feast, even our hearts was burning and so much question with the Lord. And then there was this moment for me to let this go, to trust God's hand, to trust his heart, even in painful situations. And my wife, Angela, she has her own journey as well in this situation. And I had my own journey as well. The Lord has his way as well to embrace the two of us, to tell us that everything will be fine. And he has a plan, he has a vision in our life. And right now, we, little by little, we're able to move forward each and every day. Only by God's grace, only by God's touch, only by God's love, only with, you know, people that loves us, surrounds us. My prayer is that you find God's touch as well. You find his heart, you find his hand in every painful situation that you may be in right now.
Dearest God, may I remain steadfast in my faith, proclaim your truths, and to stand firm when persecuted. Amen. Oratio Imperata. God our Father, we come to you in our need to ask your protection against the 2019 and coronavirus that has claimed lives and has affected many. We pray for your grace for the people tasked with studying the nature and cause of this virus and its disease, and of stemming the tide of its transmission. Guide the hands and minds of medical experts that they may minister to the sick with competence and compassion, and of those governments and private agencies that must find cure and solution to this epidemic. We pray for those afflicted. May they be restored to health soon. Grant us the grace to work for the good of all and to help those in need. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Mary, help of all Christians, pray for us. Saint Raphael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Roch, pray for us. Saint Lorenzo Ruiz, pray for us. Saint Pedro Calungsod, pray for us.
For more resources on growth and inspiration, subscribe to youtube.com/feasttvofficial.